Paper Drive Time, coming to you live from the Parliamentary Precincts. Sitting with us in our open-air studio, he's taken his jacket off, relaxing nicely, Minister Siyabonga Qwele, formerly State Security, now Home Affairs, a veteran of our political stage, but still looking youthful. Minister, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Welcome to all the listeners of the Voice of the Cape, formerly telecommunications minister too.
All right, okay, sorry. It's been a long journey.
Yes, it's been a long journey.
If I give you a full CV, there'll be no time for an interview.
Thank you.
Right, let's just get to issues at hand. You're now sitting in the Home Affairs chair, as it were. Anything on your wish list as a minister that you would love for the president to say in terms of the issues we deal with Home Affairs? Because Home Affairs is the cutting edge, for instance, for tourism, isn't it? Getting people to come to the country without visas, the visa for regulations being lifted for India, countries like that, for example.
Yes, of course, the main thing is how we'll expect the president. If we grow our economy, we'll also solve some of the challenges we have in terms of our infrastructure for Home Affairs. I'll also expect that the economy will take a huge chunk of his speech, and including the issue of tourism and visa regulations, and we're doing in conjunction with other relevant departments such as tourism. Where we're trying to relax, particularly since November last year, where we relaxed quite a number of visa requirements which were hampering the flow of tourists to our country. But of course, on top of that, we are continuing as a Department of Home Affairs on a bilateral basis. And that's why recently we have concluded, for instance, the agreement with India. It was supposed to be signed by President in the last visit, and will be concluding it back here in South Africa, because they arrived a little bit later, quite soon. It is quite significant, because India has got a lot of tourists, China has got a lot of tourists. So we're targeting all the countries where there's a potential of high volume of tourists to come to South Africa, because this when we have tourists, we'll grow our economy, we'll grow the jobs, particularly for the poorer sections of our society. So that's why it is quite significant that we grow the economy and focus on all those other aspects. Secondly, the issue of the borders. I think the issue of strengthening of our borders, I think on our security and national security, it becomes quite critical, so that we prevent the bad guy like terrorists from coming to South Africa, while we're finding a practical means of dealing with economic migrants who move to South Africa on a daily basis. So those are the things which I think will come quite strongly, so that we give hope to our citizens. And as a minister then responsible for Home Affairs, I think also the president will speak about the modernization in this era of the fourth industrial revolution. Because if we also modernize in departments such as Home Affairs, education, and key frontline departments, we'll improve the service delivery in our offices and reduce this complaint of long queues. If we just increase our capacity, for instance, for the networks, so that these live captures we're taking in our offices is faster, then we'll reduce queues quite significantly, where instead of people spending 2 hours or an hour in our queues before it gets extra services.
In fact, anecdotally, people are quite impressed in Cape Town in terms of passport applications, how speedily that is being done, and if somebody's over 60, they get their smart card ID thrown in for good measure. So it's a double whammy in a sense.
Yes, these measures, for instance, because those who are over 60, we don't charge you this amount, because most of them, they get assistance from government or through their pensions. When they come to our offices, we have got an understanding with the clients we serve that they jump the queue, because we don't want senior citizens to be standing in long queues.
Right.
But through improving our systems and technology, we want to be faster. We want you to get your passport in one day, day instead of 3 days or a week.
Indeed.
Those are, that's we as an ANC government, we're always aiming for improving our services to our people. So that's why we say we have to embrace this new digital revolution, which is sweeping across, and apply it in government departments. I hope that the president will put quite stronger emphasis in those areas of service delivery.
Final question. I know it's a busy day for you and it's hot out here. It's getting cooler, I must confess. But would you say that 2019 SONA is probably one of the most important? We're on the brink of an election and there's a nation out there waiting in hope for us to move forward after what we've been going through the last couple of years.
And it is an important year. As a Department of Home Affairs, I'm responsible for issuing the documents you use to exercise your vote. And I'm very happy that the citizens have responded to our call to collect their IDs. But instead of collecting now, there are more and more younger people are coming to apply and getting their IDs so that they can exercise their right.
They need to register.
Yes. And they must register before the final proclamation is done by the president. I hope President may announce the date of the election quite soon. And but once it's gazetted, you cannot register. But we have to push. We have been pushing, for instance, at the institutions of higher learning this week, where we're pushing the students to register to vote. Secondly, we give support to IEC, which is a key institution which we hope all South Africans will continue to support and respect.
Right.
Because it is a credibility of our elections are through that institution. If we start undermining it, it causes quite a lot of problems. But I think the South Africans are having more, will be having more hope, because His Excellency President Ramaphosa, in the spirit of renewal, in the spirit of new dawn, in the spirit of Tumamina, is really energized the South African that we are on the right course. And we hope that they'll give him maximum support to continue to that cause even after the election, so that we can grow our economy together.
Absolutely. Minister Tweli, thank you very much for chatting to us. Everything of the best. May all your SONA wishes be granted. Thanks for chatting to us.
Thank you. The voice of the Cape FM. Thank you.
And of course, that was Minister Siyabonga Tweli, who is in fact in charge of Home Affairs now. He's worn so many different hats over the years, a political veteran, that's for sure. In the background, the band is playing merrily. And of course, 8 o'clock tonight, President Cyril Ramaphosa will be talking to the nation. It's still pretty laid back here, and journalists and people are all looking for the most convenient spots of shade. Everybody's sitting in the shade, nobody hanging around in the sun, although it has cooled down quite nicely here to about just about 30 degrees. It's still very warm outside. We're going to take a quick break in Salt River. When we come back, you'll be joining us again, Parliamentary Precinct SONA 2019.
Drive Time 91.3, always on the cutting edge.